Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to be using our word mapping strategy. We're going to start by reviewing some key concepts. Who can tell me what a morpheme is?
A part of a word that has its own meaning.
Yes, that's correct. Now, can anyone give the three types of morphemes?
Prefix, suffix, and root.
Right. What is the definition of prefix, suffix, and root?
A prefix is a word part at the beginning of a word.
Good, Kelly. And can you give me an example?
Dis.
And what about a suffix?
A suffix is a morpheme at the end of the word.
Right, Bianca. And can you give us an example of a suffix?
ED at the end of a verb, like walked.
Right. And how about the definition of root?
A root gives the word its meaning. It can happen anywhere in the word, and sometimes it's the whole word.
Right. And can you give us an example? Or can anyone like give one?
I can, like this and vision.
Thank you, Bianca. How about a compound prefix? What is that?
So that's two or more prefixes right at the beginning.
Yes. And an example, or excuse me, and a compound suffix?
Two or more suffixes at the end of a word.
Great review, class. So today we're going to learn a word mapping strategy. Previously, we learned about the prefixes, suffixes, and roots. Let's take a look at our cue card. So you've learned prefixes, suffixes, and roots, how to identify them, and how to pronounce them. Today, I will explain and model the steps of the word mapping strategy, and you will practice mapping some words with your partners. I will also show you how to use memory tables to help you remember the meaning of word parts. During today's lesson, I expect you to be paying attention and take notes and participate in the discussion. Then you will quickly transition into pairs, and I will expect you to act respectfully towards your partner. As you're working in pairs, I will check off the remaining people who need to read the prefixes and suffixes to me. So to be ready, please take out your notes and your pencils. I'm going to pass out the word mapping strategy. Now that you know something about the three types of morphemes, you will be able to understand how to use the steps of the word mapping strategy. We will do the steps of the strategy in relation to a word map that looks like this. You all have a copy of that, and it is listed up here on the cue card too. So you will fill in the word map while I model the routine for you. You can use a word map anytime you want to figure out the meaning of a word. Let's say the word you want to analyze is prediction. I'm going to write the word prediction at the top of the word map. Everyone, please write the word prediction in the first box on your sheet. Good. Now, at first, you will use the word mapping strategy to fill in this diagram. And later, after you know how to use the strategy, you will probably just fill out the word map in your mind to figure out the meaning of new words you encounter. You will be able to do it quickly and easily in just a few seconds while you are reading. So the first step we're going to do is called map the word parts. The first step is to look for the prefix, the root, and the suffix on the word, and you fill in this row, the first row of boxes under the word. Take a look at our cue card. In the first box, you write the prefix. In the second box, you write the root. And in the third box, you write the suffix. So thinking of our word prediction, what are the prefix, suffix, and root in the word prediction? Who can tell me what the prefix is?
Pre.
Good, Kelly. Now everyone write pre in the first box for prefix. Now, who can identify the suffix?
Ion.
Right, Bianca. So we're going to write that in the last box labeled suffix. And finally, let's take a look at the root. Who can tell me what the root is?
Dick.
Yes. Let's put that in the box that says root. Okay, now that we have our boxes filled out, Let's go back up to the word prediction and draw a bracket around the prefix pre, or P-R-E. Now draw a backward L for the suffix. Keep in mind, not every word has a prefix or a suffix. Sometimes some of these boxes will be blank, and other times you might have two prefixes or two suffixes. You'll have to put both into one box, and you can separate them with a comma. Now we're ready for step two, to attack the meaning of each part, just as is shown here on the cue card. The second step of the word mapping strategy is attack the meaning of each part, and this means that you translate each word part into its meaning, and you write the meaning in the box below the word part. For example, what's the meaning of pre?
Before.
Good, Bianca. So now we would write before in the meaning box below the prefix pre. What is the meaning of the suffix, or ion?
It could mean acts, results, or state of.
Good. Let's write that in the meaning box below suffix. Finally, what is the meaning of the word dict?
To say or to speak.
Right, Kelly. Let's go ahead and write that in the middle meaning box below the root. So if you're filling out your papers properly, you should have the same thing that I have here on the board. Once you have attacked and translated each word part into its meaning, you are ready for the third step of the word mapping strategy to predict the word's meaning. Look here on the cue card. Basically, what you are doing is putting the three meanings together in order to create a definition for the word. It's your best guess or prediction of what the word means. Sometimes that means working with the three meanings of it to make a statement that makes sense. Usually you start with the meaning of the root and then change that meaning depending on whether there is a prefix or suffix involved. For example, the word prediction, what do you think that means? What would be your best guess or prediction?
Maybe the act of speaking before.
Yes, good job using the word parts. Now we're going to move on to the last step of the strategy to see if you're right. In this step, you're going to check whether the definition that you have invented seems to fit into the context in which you have encountered the word. In other words, you read the sentence again to see if your definition fits into that sentence. If it doesn't seem to fit, you might look the word up in the dictionary or ask someone else what it means. Then you need to write the correct definition in the bottom box and compare the two definitions. If your prediction is wrong, you'll need to erase it and try again. Let's look up the word prediction in the dictionary. So if we look up prediction, it says something told or a prophecy. Let's compare those two definitions. Our prediction was the act of speaking before, and the actual definition is something foretold or a prophecy. So I'm thinking if something is foretold, it's something that is told ahead of time. So it looks like our definition is pretty accurate. Now we're going to move on to our MAPS. MAPS is the acronym we will use to remember the steps of the word mapping strategy. When you need to remember the names of the word mapping strategy steps, you will think of the word map and MAPS, and you will be able to remember the names of the steps. I'm going to pass out a clean word map. I'm going to write a few words on the board. Your task will be to work with your partner to map out each of these words on a word map using the word mapping strategy. Our first word today is reloaded. Go ahead and write that word on your paper, and then work with your partner using the MAPS acronym.
Okay, Bianca, the prefix would be re.
Yeah, and the suffix is ed at the end.
Okay, now we're left with load as the root.
And re means to do again or back.
If you don't put ed at the end of the word, it's in the past tense. So let's put that.
Great job. You both have the correct morphemes identified.
And so, then, oh, go ahead, Kelly.
No, so load means to fill.
So don't forget those brackets up top.
So the prediction, fill, and the past, to fill again in the past?
Yes, you went back to your prefix, your root, and suffix, and used a lot of the words in your prediction that were in the meaning of morphemes.
And the definition says to fill again, so I think we got it right.
You're right. Great job, Bianca and Kelly. When you compare your prediction and the actual definition, it is accurate. Great work. Please pass in your papers. Now we're going to use memory tables. One way that you can help yourself learn the meaning of the word parts is to use a memory table. I'm going to pass out a copy of the memory table to each of you. You will fill in the memory table while I model for you at the front of the classroom. Let's say you want to remember the root man, which means hand. You would first write the root in the box in this table labeled word part. I'm going to write man in the word part box. Do the same on your sheet. Great, so you all have that down. Next, we're going to write the meaning of the word part in the word part meaning box. What should I write here?
Hand?
Yes, we'll write the word hand here in word part meaning. Now we will fill out the memory word box. You need to write a word in the memory word box that contains that root that you know the meaning of and that fits the meaning of the root. For example, you might choose manicure. I'm going to write manicure in the memory word box. Do the same on your paper. What does manicure mean?
So getting polish on your nails or getting your nails done?
Right. A manicure is where someone shapes the nails on your hand and might put polish on your nails. You also usually get cream on your hands, maybe a hand massage. So manicure has a lot to do with your hands. So it will serve as a very good memory word. Once you have written your memory word, you need to draw the picture of the meaning of the word part in the picture box. You can include in your picture something to do with the memory word, but you must emphasize the meaning of the root in your picture. So how should we do that here?
We could draw a hand with polish on the nails.
Great. We could draw a hand with polish on the nails. I'm going to draw the picture here. Please be sure to do the same on your paper. Once you have a bunch of memory tables created, you will quiz yourself over the information and make sure you know it. Here's how you'll do that. So watch me as I'm going to show you how to fold the memory table, and that way you can test yourselves. Look at and say the word part, man. Ask yourself, what's my memory word? And you'll say the memory word, manicure. Then check the next quadrant to see if you're right. Ask yourself, what's my picture? Say something about the picture, like, I see a picture of a hand. Then check the next quadrant to see if you're right. You can ask yourself, what's the meaning of my word part? And say the meaning of the word part, hand. Then check the final quadrant to see if you're right. You need to do this for each word part several times until you can say the meaning of the word part immediately. Now I'm going to write three word parts on the board, and your task will be to work with your partner to make a memory table for each of these word parts. These word parts are prefixes, suffixes, or roots. Use your list of word parts to help you find their meanings. Go ahead and get into your partners and begin the activity. If you need more memory tables to complete the activity, please let me know. Go back to your definition list if you need to. Great work. Please hand in your work when you have finished your words.